Coming up on Thursday is the 2011 Employer Conference on Workplace Diversity. That is from 7:30 to 1:50 at the Lansing Center. There are still some tickets available. Some great speakers going to be there. The mayor is going to be there, as well as Peter Lark, who is the general manager of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Dennis Swan, Kelly Rossman McKinney is going to be there. Tico Duckett. On the other end of our line is a gentleman that we have tried to get on the program before to talk to, and we're very pleased to have him with us now, Jeff Padden. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. I appreciate the chance to be with you.
Well, we appreciate you being here with us, and tell us what your part in that workshop on Thursday is going to be.
Well, my firm, Public Policy Associates, along with the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, are the co-hosts of this event, and I personally will be presenting the results of an EPIC MRA survey of employers and workers about workplace diversity that was conducted within the last few weeks.
Oh, what a segue. Tell us what you can about that survey.
Well, I'd be happy to, and really, I have to thank you for that great lead-in. You did as good a job promoting the conference as I possibly could. We surveyed 300 workers and 300 employers in the Tri-County region regarding the issues of workplace diversity and how it affects companies. And, you know, in the past, I think the way a lot of folks approached workplace diversity was that it was a problem to be solved, that if you didn't do diversity right, you'd risk getting sued. Well, this is totally different. What we're talking about is the upside of diversity in the workplace. And what we learned was from the survey was that 64% of employers in this region think that diversity policies have a positive impact on the success of an organization. And more specifically, 46% of them said that they believe diversity, workplace diversity, has a positive impact on the company's bottom line. They make more money because they're a diverse organization. And I think that's a pretty remarkable finding.
You know, we talked about this topic on Friday with Tico Duckett, and as someone who comes from a diverse background, I'm mixed race. I've been around this all my life, and I still find it uncomfortable to talk about from this aspect. I think myself personally, I've gotten past where I see diversity in color. I don't know how it happened here, but just working with this show, we have a black female, we have a Jewish female, we have a Jewish male on the news staff. There's just a ton of diversity, and it happened that way. And when I was talking with Tico, he thinks it's still important that we recognize it, that we see it, because a lot of people don't see it that way.
It's a great point, here's the way it looks for my business dealing with our customers. They tell us, you folks at Public Policy Associates cannot be as smart as you need to be. You can't have as much insight as we need you to have if it's just a bunch of 60-year-old white guys, like me personally, sitting around the table trying to come up with advice and insights that we provide to them in our work. And they're right. We need people who have different backgrounds, different perspectives, different races, different ethnicities, because together all those different perspectives add up to a much more realistic and accurate, and for that matter, creative view of the world ahead of us.
Well, and beyond, and final question for you, beyond being just and moral and the correct thing to do, it's good for business.
That's exactly right. And that's what this conference is all about. It's the business case for diversity, and that's why leading Lansing area CEOs are participating in it, some of whom you mentioned, but also Dennis Swan and Paula Cunningham, Mitch Tomlinson. These are all folks who are going to be presenting on what they've experienced in terms of the benefits of diversity. And I do want to let folks know how to get how to register, if I may.
Please.
www.lansingdiversity.com. So just Lansing Diversity, all one word. I'm sorry. www.lansingdiversity.org, not .com, and that gets you to the registration website.
All right. I can be lazy because Jeff just did my work for me. The conference is this Thursday morning, starts at 7:30. We'll be talking more about that. Jeff Padden is with Public Policy Associates. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Jeff.
Great to talk with you, and thanks for the opportunity.